Today's daf is Vochim Daf Tezayin, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So the topic of the first perek in Masech Tezvachim was primarily the halacha of Shaloi Lashma. Mishnah began, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lashma and Ksheirin, Ela Shaloi Olu Lebailun Lashem Choyva Chutz Min HaPesach VeHachatas. We saw that this idea, that a machshav of Shaloi Lashma can pass on the carbon, is true not only if the shechita was done, shalei lishma, but rather, bedalit var mazavach nifsal. The Mishnah said it on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, whether the machshava hapiseles was b'shas shechita, whether it was b'shas kabbalah, whether it was b'shas hilocha or b'shas zrika, the halacha is, it would be a machshava hapiseles. Kol hazvachim would be kosher v'lo yolu l'bayim l'shem chayva, Pesach and Chatos, the carbon would even be possible. Stating that not all Dalet Avodah Saddam were created equally. And we saw it at the very beginning of the Masechta, and a little bit more in detail at the end of the Masechta. And that is, the Gemara said that Shechita is Ksheir Bazar. Kabbalah Hailacha and Zrika are not Ksheir Bazar. The reason Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, the Gemara very mysteriously, it's a very important memra, albeit a difficult memra to fully understand, is Shechita Lav Avoidehi. What do you mean Shechita Lav Avoidehi? I thought it's one of the Dalet Avoideh Saddam. I thought you could have a Machsheves Pigel B'Shah Shechita. I thought the first Mishnah says that a Machsheves Shalei Lishma B'Shah Shechita will impact the carbon. It's true. So on some level, of course, it is an Avoideh. But then again, you can't deny the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avoideh. On some level, it's not going to be an Avoideh. L'may Naf Gemina, that it's not an Avoideh, that it's going to be Ksheir Bazar. Stating that, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika are all going to be Psula Bazar. So the beginning of the second parak picks up on that note, and that is not the halachas of Shalei Lishma, but rather the halachas of the Avoideh of Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. Who is kosher to do that Avoideh, and who was possible to do that Avoideh? Zok the Mishnah, Kol HaZvachim, all Karbonoi, Shekiblu Damam, that the Kabbalah, and the Rishonim all speak out, Lav Dafka Kabbalah. Kabbalah, Hailacha, and Zrika. So again, although the Mishnah says Kabbalah, it doesn't mean Kabbalah per se, but Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika. So if any one of those Gimel Avodahs were done by a Zar, someone that's not a Kayin, an Oinein, a Tful Yoim, that's somebody that was Tomei, went to the Mikvah, but the Torah says that someone that's Tomei and goes to the Mikvah doesn't become completely Tahar until this Harif Shemesh, until Shkia, until the sun sets. We'll see a lot more about that in tomorrow's Daf. Umuchos HaKippurim, or somebody that was Tomei, went to the Mikvah, but the Torah says that his Tomei is such that in order for him to be tar, he even has to bring a carbon. And he didn't bring that carbon yet, or a koyin that did the Kabbalah Hilacha Zrika. But he wasn't wearing all the begadim he was supposed to wear. So if he was a koyin hedid, he wasn't wearing the dalad begadim. If he was a koyin gadol, he wasn't wearing the shmeina begudim. Or a koyin that did the avoida, but he didn't wash his hands and his feet from the kir. Aril, or he wasn't gemalit. Tomei, he was a good old-fashioned Tomei. Yoshev, he was sitting as opposed to standing. Or he was standing, but Emel Agabi Kelim was standing on top of Kelim. Agabi Behemi was standing on a Behemo. Agabi Ragli Chaver, or he was standing on his friend's feet. All those cases as the Mishnah, Pasal. Kibel Bismayl. If the Kabbalah was done with the Kohen's left hand, Pasal, that's also Pasal. Shimon Machsher. Over here, Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says, Kasha. So the Mishnah essentially listed a whole group of people that are Pasal to do the Avod of Kabbalah. Although the Mishnah says Kabbalah, as we mentioned, it applies to Hailacha and Zrika as well. So Shechita, Ksheir Bazar. Shechita is going to be the topic of the third parak. There we're going to see that all the psulim are kosher to do Shechita. That's called Shechita Lav Avodah. But Kabbalah, Hailacha and Zrika are Avodah. And being that they are Avodah, it's for that reason you have to be a kosher. What's the definition of a kosher? You have to be a Kayin, Lemut Dezar. That's the first halach of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah mentions other people as well. They would be excluded if they would do the Avodah. The halach is Pasul. The Avodah would be invalidated. It wouldn't be a kosher Avodah. What's the definition of Pasul? So we're going to speak out some raid about that. Me'etz Hashem in tomorrow's life. But for now, Zok de Gemara, Zar Min Olon. So the first Pasul mentioned in the Mishnah is Azar. How do you know that a zar, someone that's not a kohen, can't do the avodah? Says the Gemara of the Tani Levi, Aharim v'albonav leimar, v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yichalulu Hashem kotche, asher hei makdishim li. It's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perech Habes. Now the context of that pasuk is actually talking about someone that's tamei. It's discussing a kohen that's tamei, and it says v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael, that a kohen tamei can't do the avodah. And the pasuk continues, if he does the avodah, he's going to be mechalul the avodah. Meaning, v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael, this kohen tamei shouldn't do the avodah, so that v'lo yichalulu Hashem kotche, asher hei makdishim li, ani Hashem, so that he won't be mechalul, so that that the avodah won't be possible. But the Gemara says as follows: why did the pasuk have to say v'inazru mikotche bnei Yisrael? Bnei Yisrael, l'mutei mai. The Gemara holds that those words bnei Yisrael would seem to be extra. It's miutai. It must be coming to teach me something. Meaning, obviously, v'inazru mikotche bnei Yisrael. Which kachim should the kohen tameh be separated from if it's not from the kachim bnei Yisrael? So the Gemara says, I have a few suggestions. Maybe the emphasis on bnei Yisrael, that if it's a zachar, if it's a male, it's a man that's bringing the carbon. Maybe there the halacha is that a kohen that's tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. But if a woman, if the carbon is a carbon noshim, where it's benois Yisrael, it's not bnei Yisrael. Maybe that's the emphasis of bnei Yisrael. Maybe over there, there's no halacha that a kohen tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. But the Gemara says carbon noshim betum karev. What doesn't make any sense? Bitmiya. What would be the havamina that a kohen tameh can't do the avodah with a carbon of a zachar, but he could do the avodah with the carbon of an isha? Doesn't make any sense. Ella says the Gemara, maybe lemutah yevdei kechavim. Maybe it's coming to you in mayit, the carbon of a guy. We know guy, the yevdei kechavim, it's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah, we're allowed to be noidiv and noidiv karbonis, right? There was an idea that a guy would sometimes bring a carbon. That's the story of Kansa bar Kansa, but a guy had a right to bring a carbon. So maybe that's the emphasis. A kohen tamei is not allowed to do the avodah with the carbon of a yid, of bnei Yisrael, the yinazru mikotche bnei Yisrael. But if it's from the Akmas, from the Umay Salem, maybe over there it's going to be good. But the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because hashtot tzitzloi meratzo. The halacha is that if the dam of a carbon was put on the mizbeach while it was tummy, so the zrikas adam was done with dam that's tummy, so that's a no-no. Obviously, the dam has to be tar. If the dam is tummy, you can't do the zrika. If the zrika was done with dam tummy, but it was done b'shoigeg, the halacha is that the tzitz that the kohen wore was meratzah. It somehow facilitated the dam to be okay, despite the fact that really it wasn't okay. So one of the sugyas that we haven't really touched upon yet was this idea that the Big Day Kahuna had a certain koyach, that by the virtue of the kohen or the kohen gadol wearing the begadim that they were supposed to wear, there was certain kapara, certain ritzui that took place. So one of the magical powers of the tzitz was somehow the tzitz was miratza and dam tameh that went on the Mizbeach b'shoikik. Now that's only true if the dam was from a carbon Yisrael. But if the dam was from a carbon of a Ovik Echavim, the tzitz was a miratza. It says the Gemara, Tashto tzitz le miratza, madach the tzitz, which was miratza for dam tomei that went on the Mizbeach b'shoikik, was only miratza if the carbon was a carbon shal Yisrael, but not for a carbon shal Ovik Echavim. No, my marav Ovik Echavim may b'shoikik, maybe mezel loy hurtza. Even if the dam went b'shoikik, ordinarily the tzitz would be miratza, but if it's a carbon of a goy, it's not miratza. Betume karev. So does it make sense that a coin that's tomei should be able to go the katchila now and be makri of the carbon of a goy? You see, when it comes to tuma, the carbon of a goy is more chomer. It's not less chomer. It's more chomer because the tzitz, which is miratza for dam tomei in Israel b'shoikik by a carbon shal Yisrael, is not miratza for a goy. So what does that mean? That the laws of tuma are more chomer when it comes to a guy. So how could you tell me that a kohen that's tameh v'yinazru is only mikachi b'nei Yisrael? But there's no halacha v'yinazru when it comes to the kachim of a guy. Ella says the Gemara, this kashta is so compelling, it's such a difficult question to answer, that what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to make a super drasha over here. Ella hachi kama. This is the way you read the pasuk. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yinazru mikachi, period, or kama, not kachi b'nei Yisrael, because b'nei Yisrael is not being memayed anything. It's not being memayed the carbon of a isha, it's not being memarbit the carbon of a guy. So really, the way you have to read it is v'yinazru mikachim. All kachim, the kohen tameh is not allowed to. So what does b'nei Yisrael mean? The way you read it is b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu. That just like we're saying that a kohen tameh has to be v'yinazru, because if not, he's going to be mechalo. So too b'nei Yisrael, not a kohen tameh. We're talking about a good old-fashioned Jew, a pashtiyit, who's a zar, who's not a kohen. He too has the same halacha of v'yinazru mikotche v'lo yichalalo. He too has to make sure he doesn't do the avoida. And if he does the avoida, he's going to be mechal. So what's the makar that a zar that does the avoida is mechal of the avoida? The avoida becomes pasul. It's learned out from this super drasha. Dabra alahan v'abana v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalo. Pashtiyit, the pasuk is talking about a kohen tameh. He can't do the avodah, and if he does the avodah, he's mechal. The words b'nei Yisrael are extra to teach me that the pasuk really means something else as well. It's taka talking about a kohen tameh. If he does the avodah, the avodah is going to be pasul. It's also talking about a zar. If he does the avodah is going to be pasul. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they had a different makar. Asu b'kal v'chaymer. It's not learned down from a drasha. There's no pasuk for it. How do I know it? I know it mikal v'chaymer. Mi balmum. Ma balmum sha'ichel ma'vetchilum. Adach balmum. Who's allowed to eat kachim. The halach is if he does the avodah chilel, the avodah is pasul. Zar she'ena yoichol, a zar, someone that's not a kohen, who is not allowed to eat kachim, einu din shemav atchilo, then certainly the halacha is that if he does the avodah, he should be mechal. Meaning, what's more chamer when it comes to kachim, a zar or a balmon? A zar is more chamer. The reason is because a zar can't do the avodah, a zar could also not eat kachim. A balmum can't do the avodah, but a kohen that's a balmum doesn't lose his chus to be able to eat kachim. So it says the Gemara, it's a pashta kal v'chaymer. Madach a balmum, who's the kal. He's allowed to eat kachim. The halacha is, if he does the avodah, the avodah is going to be pasul. So a zar who's not allowed to eat kachim, certainly if he does the avodah should be pasul. But the Gemara says, why is it so pashut that a zar is more chomer than a balmum? Mal a balmum shekin asa by karev kemakriv. I can argue that maybe a balmum is more chomer. It has a chumrah. The chumrah is that if the carbon itself is a balmum, the carbon becomes pasul. If the carbon, if the behem is a zar, there's no pasulus. It doesn't make sense. There's no such thing as a behemoth that's a kohen or a levi or a yisrael. So the psul balmum applies to the makriv. It also applies to the karev. As opposed to the psul zarus, that's only shayach to the makriv. It's not shayach to the karev. So maybe balmum is more chamer. The Gemara says, tamei yechiach. I hear, but tamei yechiach. A tamei that does the avodah is also mechal the avodah. That's the pasuk that we just mentioned. Darbar laharim v'albanav yinazrim yikachar b'nei yisrael v'lo yichalo. That's the pshutei shel mikra of that pasuk. The pasuk says that a tamei that does the avodah is mechal. And a carbon can't become tamei. Basar could be tamei, but a live animal has no way of coming tamei. So you can't tell me that the reason balmum is mechal is because asa by karev kemakriv, because for that I have a tamei yechiach, where the tamei is also mechal the avodah, and over there you don't have karev kemakriv. But the Gemara says, malo tamei shekim etamo. Tamei has a chumra over zar. A tamei could be metame. If a zar touches a kain, he doesn't make the kain into a zar. If a tamei touches someone that's not tamei, he's metame the person. But the Gemara says, balmum yechich, I hear. But then again, a balmum, if he touches someone that's not a balmum, he doesn't make that person a balmum. So what do we have? The bottom line is, v'chazra adin le'roi zekeroi zevel le'roi zekeroi zevel. Tzad ha'shava shabahem. We have a tzad ha'shava shem musharim. V'im avdu chilaloi. The tzad ha'shava between balmum and tamei is that they're both muzar, meaning they're not allowed to do the avodah, and if they do the avodah, they pass all the avodah. Afanei avi zar, shu muzar v'mavet chilul. I'll be mar bizar as well. A zar too can't do the avodah. How do I know that if he does the avodah becomes possible? I know it from this tzad ha'shava. It says the Gemara v'mavet chilul minolon, zar shu muzar. How do you know that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah? Meaning, we're saying, what's the tzadash? What's the limud? The limud is that a balmum can't do the avodah, and if he does it, he's mechal the avodah. A tamei can't do the avodah. If he does the avodah, he's mechal the avodah. Afani of zar, who can't do the avodah, he too will say the same thing, that if he does it, he's going to be mechal the avodah. So the Gemara says, minol the mazar. How do you know that a zar can't do the avodah? Imi v'yinazru. You're going to tell me you learned from the pasuk that we began the sugya with. The Nazru mikachi b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalulu Hashem kachi. And we're going to say that the word b'nei Yisrael is extra to teach me. That although the pshutei shel mikra, the pasuk is telling me that a kohen tamei is not allowed to do the avodah, but it's also coming to tell me that Yisrael is not allowed to do the avodah. If that's your makar, that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah, chilu b'guf eksivbe, then why do I need the kal v'chaymer? Once I have that pasuk to tell me that the zar can't do the avodah, I already know that if he does the avodah, he's mechal, because the same pasuk says v'lo yichalalu. So I wouldn't need the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. The Vei Rabbi Shmuel's kal v'chaymer is coming to Fadin that if you don't want to darshan that drasha of v'lo yinazru mikachi v'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu, I have another way to know that a zar's avodah is giving me mechal the avodah. Meaning, the whole Vei Rabbi Shmuel is predicated on us not darshaning that pasuk. Because if we're going to darshan that pasuk, then I don't need the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. So you can't tell me that the makar that is always muzer is from that pasuk. Because if that's the makar, I don't need the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's living in a world where you don't have that pasuk. So if I don't have that pasuk, again, what's the makar that is always muzer? Elami v'zar le'yikrav aleichem. It's a different pasuk. It says the zar can't do the avodah. V'zar le'yikrav aleichem. Bottom line is, says the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, you want to know how I know that if a zar does the avodah, is mechal the avodah? I know it from a tzad ha'shava. I learn it from Balmum. Balmum that does the avodah is mechal the avodah. So zar that does the avodah should be mechal as well. You're going to tell me malo balmum shekein asa bekarif kemakrif tamei yechiach malo tamei shekein metame balmum yechiach v'chazer adin leiroi zekeroi. Zeh, what's the tzad ha'shava between a balmum and a tamei? They're not allowed to do the avodah, and if they do the avodah, it's mechulo. What does that mean? The avoida is posel. What does it really mean? We have to wait for tomorrow. But for now, again, it's an avoida psul. It's not a good avoida. How? So too, there's no reason to say that a zar who's also muzer. How do I know he's muzer? Because it says v'zar la'yikrav aleichem. If he does the avoida should be possible. The Gemara says ikal mifrach malat tzad hashava shabehem luchura. There's a chumer that the tzad hashava of balmum and tomei have that zar doesn't have, and that is shekin lehutshu b'bama. A balmum wasn't allowed to do the avoida on a bama. A Tomei wasn't allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama, as opposed to a Zar that was allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama. So the Chura, Malat Sada Shava Shabahem, they have a Chumra. So the Gemara says, Loi Tema, Tomei Yechiach, Ele'ema Oinen Yechiach. I hear. Because of this Kasha, you have to say that the Makar is not going to be from Balmum and Tomei, but rather it's going to be from Balmum and Oinen. How so? We're going to learn Zar from Balmum. What are you going to tell me? Malu Balmum, Shekin also be Kariv Kemakriv. For that I'll say, Oinen Yoichiach, not Tomei Yoichiach. I'm going to say, Oinen Yoichiach. Oinen too. There's no such concept of an animal being an Oin. But you're going to tell me, Malu Oinen Shekin also be Meiser. An Oinen has a Chumra that an Oinen's not allowed to eat Meiser. He can't even eat Meiser Sheini. All Meiser is off limits, as opposed to a Zar who's allowed to eat Meiser, says the Gemara. Balmum Yechiach. A Balmum is allowed to eat Meiser. V'chazra, din lai roi, zek roi, zev loi roi, zek roi, zek. Tzad HaShava Shabahen, Shem Uzar. What's the Tzad HaShava between a Balmum and an Oinein? They're both Muzer, they're both not allowed to do the Avoida, and if they do the Avoida, they're Mechalo the Avoida. Afani Ovi. Zar, who's also Muzer, he also is not allowed to do the Avoida. We're going to learn that if he does the Avoida, he's going to be Mechal the Avoida. Now, what did we accomplish by replacing Tomei with Oinen? By saying that the Tzad HaShava is not Balmum and Tomei, but rather the Tzad HaShava is Balmum and Oinen. Because in the first Tzad HaShava, there was a Pircha. The Pircha was Malat Tzad HaShava Shabahem, Shekein Lo Hutru Bebama. So the assumption now is that this Tzad HaShava doesn't have that Chumra. Why not? We're going to assume, obviously, that an Oinein was allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama. A Balmum couldn't do the Avoida on a Bama. A Tomei couldn't do the Avoida on a Bama. So if the Tzad HaShava was from those two, you can't learn Zar, because the Zar could do the Avoida on a Bama. So they too have a Chumra that Zar doesn't have. But if the Tzad HaShava is from Balmum and Oinein, so the assumption is that an Oinein could do the Avoida on a Bama. So you don't have Malat Tzad HaShava Shavahem, Shekein Lehutshu B'Bama, because an Oinein, who's one half of the Tzad HaShava, could do the Avoida on a Bama. But the Gemara says, is that so, are we so sure about that? Why don't we ask the same kasha? Malat Tzad HaShava Shavahem, Shekein Lehutshu B'Bama, Mask of Lerm Samad Rei D'Rabu, Man Lehmel, An Oinein Asa B'Bama, Duma Shari B'Bama. Meaning over here, there's some gray area. Here we can work with it. So the bottom line is, the Gemara Tak is not sure. We don't know for a fact that an Oinein was allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama, but we also don't know for a fact that an Oinein was not allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama. So the bottom line is, if we're looking for a mucker over here, we're looking for a source. How do I know that a zar that does the avoid is mechal the avoid? Either we have the pasuk in Parshas Emor, vayukar perichav beis, or the Vayrabi Shmuel, so we can learn it from a kal v'chomer with a tzad hashava. The tzad hashava is not from Balmum and Tomei, it's from Balmum and Oinein, and it presupposes one thing, and that is that an Oinein was allowed to do the avoid on a bama. As long as he was allowed to do the avoid on a bama, there's no chumra that Balmum and Oinein have in common that a zar doesn't have. As a result, that would be the second makar. How you know that a zar, who of course is not allowed to do the avoida, but a makar that if the zar does do the avoida, he's going to be mechal the avoida. Rav Sharshi had a third makar. He said, "Asi be kal v'chomer meyoshe." The kal v'chomer is not from Balmum, the kal v'chomer is not from Tomei, the kal v'chomer is not from Oinein, but rather the kal v'chomer is from Yoshe. The Mishnah had listed as one of the scenarios Koyen that does the avoida is going to be possible, was Yoshev. Koyen has to be standing, the Koyen is not allowed to be sitting. Says Rav Sharshio, if that's the case, it's Pashat Azor that does the avoida, it's going to be possible. Once you know Yoshev for sure, Azor, why not Yoshev? Sha'oichelim of Adchilel, or Yoshev, you can eat kachem while you're sitting. To the contrary, Kederech Sha'am Melachim Oishchlin. Has Seber, probably. The point is that of course you're allowed to sit while you're eating kachem. Still, the halacha is chilel, but if the kohen does the avoida while he's sitting, it's going to be mechul, it's going to be possible. Zor she'ini yoichel, a zor that's not allowed to eat einu din shem avad chilel. So the chur, if Yoshev is mechala, even though he can be oichel, zor who can't be oichel, certainly he should be mechala. So the Gemara says, Malu Yoshev, a very interesting pircha, shekein pasul le'edos. The halacha is, v'amdu shnei ha'noshim, we learned this together, not so long ago, in the beginning of Perek, shvuas le'edos. So the halacha is that when somebody walked into Bezdin, he testified, even dinei mominus, he had a stand. The pasuk says, v'amdu shnei ha'noshim. So you see that Yoshev has a chumra in Hilchas Eidos. There's no halach in Hilchas Eidos that impacts Azar. So maybe Yoshev is possible to do the Avodah because Yoshev is possible in Eidos as opposed to Azar. Talk about Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. But either way, says the Gemara, Yoshev Talmud Chacham. Maybe we can learn it from a Yoshev Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says that I say the Kavod HaTorah is Doichad Asay of Amdu Shnei Anashim. So the halacha was that a Talmud Chacham, when he would walk into Bezdin, Yani Yamelech, the Talmud Chacham would sit while he was saying Eidos. So the Mekar maybe is not from a Yoshev. Yoshev Amma Oretz. It's from a Yoshev Talmud Chacham who doesn't have that chumra of Pasul Eidos because a Talmud Chacham could sit while he's saying Eidos. But the Gemara says, "Fart! There's a pircha malus shame Yoshev shekain Pasul Eidos." The concept of Yoshev you find in the Chasidus. You don't find the concept of Zaris when it comes to Eidos. But the Gemara says, "Shame Yoshev leparach." I don't know if that's already a pircha. So the bottom line is, said Ramesharshi, you know what the makar that is zar that does the avodah is going to be Pasul is kal v'chaymer from Yoshev. If a Yoshev who could eat kachim can't, is mechal de avodah azar, that can't eat kachim, certainly is going to be mechal de avodah. The Gemara says, intim tzulema parach. If you're going to tell me that you do like the percha, I mean, you can't learn from Yoshev, why not? Because Yoshev, you find the idea of psul edos, asya mi Yoshev a mechal de meyadach. At the end of the day, you can learn from Yoshev and one of the aforementioned. One of the aforementioned, either Yoshev with a tzad hashava from Balmum, Yoshev tzad hashava from Tameh, Yoshev tzad hashava from Oinen. What are you going to tell me? Mali Yoshev pasul eidos, Balmum is not pasul eidos, and Oinen, Luchur is not pasul eidos either, and a Tameh is not pasul eidos. So the bottom line is you can always learn it from a tzad hashava from those two. Leiroi zeh kuroi zeh, leiroi zeh kuroi zeh, hatzad hashava shebehem, that they're muzer, they're not allowed to do the avoida, and if they do the avoida becomes pasul. So to a zar, where we know you can't do the avoida, if a zar does the avoida is going to be pasul. Now again, if we're going to learn it from a tzad hashava, between from Yoshev and the other two, we're going to have to assume now that there's no chumrah that the tzad hashava has in common. Now, what was the chumrah that the tzad hashava had in common in the previous pshat of the Gemara, in the very Rabbi Yishmael's Kal v'chomer, malahanach, shekein lo yhutru bebam, as opposed to a zar, that's hut the bebam. So we're going to assume now, says the Gemara, that that's not a percha. Why not? Because even though a balmum couldn't do the avodah on a balmum, and in Tomei couldn't do the avodah, and in Oinein, we weren't sure if he could do the avodah on a balmum, but a Yoshev for sure could do the avodah on a balmum. So being that a Yoshev can for sure do the Avodah Nabam, and a Yoshev is one half of the Mahatzad, so there's zikr, no issue of learning Zar from the Tzad HaShava, because there's no what's the Pircha? They're Asir Bebama? It's not true. Yoshev is Mutter Bebama. How do I know, says the Gemara, if a Yoshev, the Kasha Bebama, me Nolan, Amakra, Lamu Lefnei Hashem, Lashar, said Lefnei Hashem, if it's Lamu Lefnei Hashem, that's where it has to be Lamuid. But Lefnei Bama doesn't have to be Yamid. You could be a Yeshiv also. That too is going to be enough. So the bottom line is that we know that a Zar can't do the Avodah. That's not the topic of the Sugya. A Zar, of course, can't do the Avodah. The topic of the Sugya is, how do you know that if a Zar does the Avodah is possible? So if a Zar would do the Shechita, the carbon's possible. If a Zar would do the Zrika is possible. That's the question. How do you know that if a Zar does the Avodah, it's possible? That it's mechalal the avodah, that you have this idea of v'lo yechalal was kachi b'nei Yisrael when Azar is the one that does the avodah. And essentially, we had three mekayres. We had a pasuk. It says, "Dabro laharim v'albanav yinazru mikachi b'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalal." The pshutei shalmikra of that pasuk is talking about a kohen that did the avodah, a kohen that was tameh, a kohen tameh that does the avodah is mechalal the avodah. That's the emphasis of v'lo yechalal. Stating that the word b'nei Yisrael was extra to teach me that not only is the pasuk telling me a kohen tameh can't do the avodah, but a regular Yisrael, a regular Zar can't do the avodah either. Alternatively, we had the very Rabbi Yishmael who learned it from a Mahatzad. What was the Mahatzad? So, after the Gemara went through it a little bit, it was a Tzad HaShava between a Balmum and an Oinei. A Balmum that does the Avodah is Mechal the Avodah. An Oinein that does the Avodah is Mechal the Avodah. Afani Avi. So too, I'm going to be Marba. Azar, if he does the Avodah, it's going to be Mechal the Avodah. The only leap of faith that the Gemara said you have to take to accept the very Rabbi Yishmael's Kal v'chomer is you have to say that an Oinein was allowed to do the Avodah on a Balmum, which apparently wasn't clear to the Amira. But that's something you would have to assume, because otherwise you'd have a good Pircha. Ma'lahanach, Shekein lehuchu b'bama. Time of bizarre. Chehuchu b'bama. And then finally, the third Makar we had was Rabbi Sharshia. Rabbi Sharshia said, Kal v'chomer me Yoshev, or Kal v'chomer me Yoshev v'chodo me Hanach. Either way, so that's the first part of today's daf, and that is the halacha of a zar. So the emes is that when you talk about a zar, you have to know what exactly is the definition of a zar. So we spoke out raid at the very beginning of the Masechta on Daf Dalid from Shiva, from Yeshua, and with the Diak and the Shita Mekubetzes on Daf Dalid, Loshen HaRambam in Perik Tes Hilchas Bias Mikdash Halacha Aleph. So could I just chazer over the Loshen HaRambam? The Rambam says, Ezehu Zor. What's the definition of a Zor? Kol she'enoi mizera aharoin hazucharin. Anyone that's not mizera aharoin has zuchar. Meaning, if you're not mizera aharoin, you're a Zor. Or if you're mizera aharoin, but you're in a keva, you're also going to be a Zor. Shenema va'orchu b'nei aharoin, v'ktiru b'nei aharoin, b'nei aharoin, v'loi b'nei sahar. So the Rambam is very, very clear. The Rambam says the definition of a Zor is someone whose father is a Kayin, but that's only one of the criteria. The other criteria is you. That someone needs to be a Zohar. Has to be b'nei aharoin, v'loi b'nei sahar. So a Bas Kayin, an Isha whose father is a Kayin, despite the fact that she has a special place in Halacha, Bas Kayin, she can eat truma, she's chayv sreifah, she's mezana when she's an Eish Tzish. So the Ara Halacha is regarding a Bas Kayin. But as it relates to the definition of Zarus and Kayin in Hilchus Kachim and Hilchus Bias Mikdash, the Rambam very, very clearly says that a Bas Kayin has a din of a Zar. The emes is, it's a shtickle mashman that way from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah went through a whole list. The Mishnah runs the entire gamut of people that are possible to do the Avodah. You know what the Mishnah doesn't mention? Isha. We know a woman can't do Kabbalah. A woman can't do a Halacha and Zrika. Shtal tzach tefraga. You have a Mishnah. Kol azvachim shekiblu damim. Zor oynein tfo yoyim. Mechusik kippurim. Mechusik begadim. Shloi rochet idayim beraglayim. Arul tamme yoyshiv. Oymen agabi kelim. Even if you're standing on your friend's foot. Even that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Kibel b'sma. You did the Kabbalah with your left hand was mentioned in the Mishnah. And then Isha's not mentioned in the Mishnah. How can Isha not be mentioned in the Mishnah? It's poshit. It's klar. It's something that's universally accepted throughout Sefer Kachim that an Isha, a woman, cannot do the Avodah. So if a woman couldn't do the Avodah, why did the Mishnah say it? Because the Mishnah said Zar. And once the Mishnah says Zar, like the Rambam says, included in Zar is an Isha. Because what's a Zar? Kol she'enoi mizera aharoin hazacharim. So an Isha is as much a Zar as is someone that's Yisrael. There's an interesting shaila that Minchas Chinuch declares. Minchas Chinuch HaMitzvah Kuf Pehe. Class, we know that the Kohen Gadol had to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. It was yesterday's parasha's Achrimas. So who did the Avodah on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedi couldn't do the Avodah. It's learned that from Sukkim. Sukkim is a Masechtes Yuma. Class, the Minchas Chinuch, if a Kohen Hedi would do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, would he have a din of a Zor? Or would he not have a din of a Zor? Meaning, because Chinuch was clearing that maybe clapping the Avodah on Yom Kippur, a Kohen Hedid has a din of a Zor. And all the halachos of Zor would maybe apply to this Kohen Hedid. So for example, a Zor that does Zrikas Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Maybe if a Kohen Hedid would do the Zrikas that he's not allowed to do in the Avodah on Yom Kippur, maybe it would also be Chayiv B'Dei Shemayim. Or no, the definition of Zor is always going to be the same. It's like the Rambam Shtal Zeravek in the beginning of Perek Tes in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. Or maybe no. The Yisoid of a Zor is that if I can't do the Avodah, if I'm not the right Miyuchas for the Avodah, that's what qualifies me as a Zor. So when it comes to the Avodah on Yom Kippur, being that you have to be a Kohen Gadol. So l'chura, either way, Ayin Sham, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Behei discusses it. There's more rate to talk about, but we're going to go weiter in the meantime. Zok the Gemara weiter, Oynein. So the Mishnah said, Kol Azvachim Shekiblu Damam Zar, Pasal. Three Mekairas. Oynein, someone that's an Oynein, he too can't do the Avodah. Says, well, we know, how do you know that an Oynein can't do the Avodah? Or, again, not that he can't do the Avodah, more that if he does the Avodah is going to be possible. And the emphasis of this sugya is we're not finding Mekairis to the Isser as much as we're finding Mekairis. How you know that if this person mentioned the Mishnah does the Avodah is an Avodah Pesula. I mean, they'd be mocking to think that I can't do it, but just because I did it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be possible. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is possible. We know in the Chsivim and Amikdash lo yeitze, velo yechala. The halacha is that if a Kohen Gadol finds out that a relative of his died, he is now an Oynein, he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's doing the Avodah. The Torah says, when HaMikdash lo yetz, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to remain in the Beis HaMikdash, he should continue doing the Avodah, and no worries, v'lo yechala. Don't think that because you're an Oynein now, Kohen Gadol, you're going to be mechala the Avodah when you do the Avodah. It's not going to happen. What's the mashmois in the Pasuk? Michal ad at Hashem me'ehen. Ha'acha shalo yotzachila. But what are we telling the Kohen Gadol? You could do the Avodah, and when you do the Avodah, you're not being mechala the Avodah. It's mashma that if he wasn't the Kohen Gadol, if he was merely the Kohen Hedid, and he would do the Avodah, it sounds like he would be Michal the Avodah. So yeah, a Mefurish and Makar Lechura from that Pasuk, it's a Diok, it's a Michal Lavat Hashemei Ahein, from a Mikra Mole in the Torah, it's only the Kohen Gadol that's an Oyin, and if he does the Avodah, he's not Michal the Avodah. But a Kohen Hegid is Michal the Avodah. Rav Lozo, Amir Mehach, Rav Lozo says, you learn now from a different Pasuk. Hein Hikrivu, Ani Hikrafti. So what's that Pasuk? So for that Pasuk, we need a little bit of background information. The context over there is Parsha Shmini. So Parsha Shmini, of course, Shmini is referring to not the eighth day of the month, but it's the eighth day of the Miluim. It was B'yom Shmini the Miluim. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the Yoim Hakamas HaMishkan. So 7 days, the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar, the year that the Mishkan was erected, Moshe Rabbeinu acted as Kohen Gadol. He himself was the one that did the Avodah. Vayi B'yom HaShmini was on the eighth day. Moshe Rabbeinu now handed over the torch. He was no longer going to be Kohen Gadol. He was going to be no longer fit to do the Avodah, but rather from here to forward, Aharon HaKohen and his family, they were going to be the Kohanim. Aharon himself was going to be the Kohen Gadol. And we know that on that day, Nadav Avihu brought a carbon, asher leitziva, esh zara, whatever exactly the aver of Nadav Avihu was. But the bottom line is that Nadav and Avihu died. And because Nadav and Avihu died, Aharon, Elazar, and Isamar, they all became oinonim. Aharon was an oinon because he lost his son. Elazar and Isamar were oinonim because they lost their brothers respectively. And now the question was, what do you do with all the carbonas? They were bringing carbonas. There was a lot going on. Now that they have a din of an oinon, so what happens? You have to stop? Or are you allowed to continue? So there was a hirasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Aharon, Elazar, and Isamar that even though they're oinonin, megeit vayter, mefart, don't think about it, vayidem Aharon, and you have to continue moving on as if nothing happened. Stating that, when Moshe Rabbeinu came, at the end of the day, he saw that there was one sa'ir that was born as a carbon chatas that Aharon, Elazar, and Isamar didn't eat. They burnt it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. He got angry at them. The pasuk says, "Vayisira chatas dorash dorash Moshe v'inei soyref." Vayiktzayf, he got angry. Alalazav alisam b'nei Aharon hanisalim loy. Madu loy chaltem esachatas b'mkoy makoydesh. Why didn't you eat it? You're supposed to eat it. Why didn't you eat it? And there's a big machloikus in the Gemara. It's really more at the end of the Masechta of why it taku was that Alalazav alisam didn't eat it. And what the shakla v'tarya between Moshe Rabbeinu, Elazar and Isamar are until finally they tell Moshe why it is they didn't eat it. One mandamar says that the reason they didn't eat it was because they were oinonim. Wasn't there a hirah shah that as an oinon they were allowed to eat it? They felt that the hirah shah only related to the karbonos that were hirah shah. Rashi says that there were three chatos that were brought on that day. One chatos was brought because of the yoyim. It was the Shmini Lemeluim. During the Shivas Yimei Meluim, there were special karbonos that were brought. And the Shmini Lemeluim, there was also a special carbon that was brought. And one of the karbonos was a sire. There was a goat. There was a chatos. There was a special chatos that was brought on that day. It was also Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, you always bring a sar l'chatos. It was also the first day of the karbonos that the Nesiim were going to bring. Every day for the first 12 days of the Mishkan, Anasi Vahiyah Makriv HaRishon Nachshiv HaMinodah. So there were three, and one of the karbonos that he brought was the sar. The karbonos was a sar. Let's get off. So one of the karbonos that he brought was a sar. So there were three seirim that were brought. There was the sar that was brought for the Yoim. There was the sar that was brought by Nachshon, the sar HaNesiim. And then there was the sar that was brought simply because it was Rosh Chodesh. Allah and Yisamah held that the only sar that they had a right to eat despite the fact that they were oinonim with the seirim that was special for the day. The sar that was brought for the Shmini Lemeluim is a hirasha. So the hirasha that they're oinonim and they're allowed to eat the carbon applies to that. The carbon that Nachshon and Aminadav brought, that was a hirasha, that was a one-time carbon. Okay, so the hirasha applies to that. But the sar of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, that was a carbon that was going to be brought every single Rosh Chodesh. So being that was always going to be brought, for that day held, the halacha of aninus didn't apply. Either way, there's a shakli v'tayr that's taking place. Alternative. There's another mandama that argues. That mandama says that the reason that Allah in the summer burnt the carbon wasn't because of the halachas of Aninus. Fakir, Aninus, there was already a hirasha. But the reason that they burnt it was because it had become tame. It was nitma. And being that it became tame, it's for that reason they burnt. Again, this is an idea. It's a machlokes that the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail. So now we just need one prat. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Loz Amma Mehacha, it's learned down from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Hein hikrivu, ani hikrafti. So those are two excerpts of one of the psukim in that parsha. That's where Aharon now talks to Moshe. Vaydaber Aharon al Moshe. He says, "Hein hayoyim hekrivu es chatosan v'seilosan lufnei Hashem, v'tikrena oisi ko'ela v'chalti chatos hayoyim." Moshe, you think that Elazar and Yisamar are the ones that brought the carbon? They're not the ones that brought the carbon. Ani hekrafti. Michlal, it would seem to suggest, the inhu akrif shaper istrif. Had they been the ones that brought the carbon, then the right thing to have done would have been to burn it. Meaning, in the shakla v'tayr, it's a little confusing. Between Aharon and Moshe, and Allah's in Yisamra, Moshe, as to why exactly they burnt this carbon. So Moshe Rabbeinu seems to suggest, I know why maybe you burnt it. Maybe you burnt it because Allah's in Yisamra are oinonim, and they were the ones that were makriv it. I mean that they're the ones that were makriv it. So maybe that's the reason that you went ahead and burnt it. And that Aharon says that would be true of Hein Hikrivu. But they're not the ones that were makriv it. Any Hikrafti. Let's just take out that prat for today's daf. We don't have to get the story properly because it's just... But for now, let's just get this prat. Michlau, what do you see from here? That there was a tain over here that had they been the ones that were makriv it as oinanim, that would have justified the fact that they burnt the khatas. Michlau, the inu akriv, shaparis, rabbalaz, my time, leyamar, mina mikdash lo yetzeh. Essentially, we have two makars. One makar was, it says, mina mikdash lo yetzeh regarding the kohen gadol v'lo yechalo. But a kohen edir, if he doesn't leave the mikdash, he is going to be michal. The second makar is, hein hekrafti, ani hekrafti. So says the Gemara, rabbalaz, who is the second pshat? Why didn't he learn from the pasuk Man Hamikdash LaYetzeh? Amalach is going to tell you, Miksev HaAcha Shelo Yotzo Chila. All it says is that if the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah when he's anointed, which he's allowed to do, he's not Mechal. So we assume that there's a Diyuk here. If the Kohen Hedyot would do it, he would be Mechal. But Blazer says, it's not Mefurish. I mean that it's not Mefurish. Maybe if the Kohen Hedyot does it, he's also not Mechal. The Idach my time Eloi Omar Mehein Hikrivu. The first pshat in the Gemara, the Idach, we don't know who it is. But the first pshat in the Gemara, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Blazer? Because of Neitum in this, because he holds like the other man, the Omar, he holds that the carbon that was burnt had nothing to do with Aninus, it was related to Tumah, that other man, the Omar. And Memela in the Shakl of Atay of how he explains the Hein Hikrivu Vania craft, if you want to see it, Ayin Rashi in the bottom of the Yomid. But as relates to that Shakl of Atay, he said it has nothing to do with Aninus. It has nothing to do with Aninus. Nothing to do with the sugya. So when we need it, we'll get back to it. But for right now, we're not talking about anointing. There was no shakl of a tire about aninus. It's all about tumah. Bottom line is tumah kares. How you know anointing? Zok de gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel Tana. So the same Rabbi Shmuel, who in the first sugya said, it's not learned out from a pasuk, it's learned out from a kal v'chaymer. The same Rabbi Shmuel says, same thing here. Ask you, b'kal v'chaymer, b'al mum. Now you know that anointing does the avoid. It's b'chal the avoid. I know, b'kal v'chaymer, kal v'chaymer, b'al mum. Ma, b'al mum. She'oichel, im avad chil, madach b'al mum, that's a lady eat kachin. If he does the avoid, he's b'chal the avoid. Oinen, she'en oichel, oinen, that's not lady eat kachin. Can't even eat meiser. An oinen that can't eat kachin, it didn't shemavad chil, certainly if he does the avoid, he's going to be b'chal. Malo b'al mum, she'ken also by craving, come on, craving. How could you learn oinen from b'al mum? B'al mum has a chumrah. What's the chumrah? The same chumrah we had in the previous Gemara. Just like the makriv can't be a balmum, the carbon can't be a balmum. There's no halacha that the animal can't be an oinin. Zor yechiach. But I could be mechiach from zar. So in the previous sugi, you couldn't say zar mechiach because we were trying to figure out zar. But now when we're learning the sugi of oinin, so now we can use zar as a resource. So we say zar yechiach. Zar too is mechal the avoid. How do I know the three pshatim in the previous gemara? And there's no halacha that an animal can't be a zar. So you see, one has nothing to do with the other. But mal zar shekain ein leitakana. Zar has a chumrah ein leitakana. An oinin, the next day is not going to be an oinin anymore. Bamum yechiach. Bamum also has takana. He could have a takana sometimes. The mum goes away. Says the Gemara of Chazar Adin. What's the tzad shava between bal mum and zar? They're both not allowed to do the avoda. And if they do the avoda, the mechal the avoda. Afani yavi oinin shemuzer v'mavad chilo. Says when heichem muzer. Where do you see that an oinin is not allowed to do the avoda? Again, we're discussing that if an oinin does the avoda, it's possible. And we're saying, how do I know that? Kal v'chaymer. I learned it from a mahatzad from bal mum and zar. What's the tzad hashava between the three that I have a right, a gerech, to learn this ma'atzad? Balmum is not allowed to do the avodah, he's muzer. Azar is not allowed to do the avodah, he's muzer. And if they do it, it's mechulo. So to an oinin who's not allowed to do the avodah, we should argue that if he does the avodah, it's going to be mechulo. Okay, so we're presupposing that an oinin is muzer. Heichon muzer. If you're going to tell me amikdash layetze, chilub gufe, ksivbe, then why does Rabbi Shmuel need the kal v'chaymer in the first place? If he has that jerusha of amikdash layetze, if he sees in that pasuk, a diuk, that it's only the kohen gadol that's allowed to say, but a kohen hedyot not. So once he makes the diuk, then take the diuk to the finish line and say, then I have a makar that the kohen hedyot can't do the avodah when he's anointed, and that if he does the avodah when he's anointed, it's going to be mechol. So why does he need a kal v'chaymer? So if Rabbi Shmuel needs a kal v'chaymer, obviously it's because he doesn't agree with the diuk. Like Rabbi Loza said in the Gemara. He doesn't agree with the diuk. If he doesn't agree with the diuk, that means we're trying to figure it out without that pasuk. So if you don't have that pasuk, again, Hodja Kusha Luduchte, Hecha Moza, how do you know the Noin is not allowed to do the Avodah Ela? Mehein Hekrivu, it's from the pasuk in Parashat Shmini, Kasav Ibnei Aninus Nisrefa, he holds that the reason that that chatos was burnt was because of aninus. The shakl of atayu wasn't about tuma; it was about aninus. And in that pasuk, he has an azara. He sees that an oinin is not allowed to do the avodah. Either way, zok the Gemara. But Shmuel says that how do I know an oinin does the avodah? The avodah is mechol. He learns it from a ma'atzad. Ma'atzad between a bal mum and a zar. You never find that a Balmum could do the avoida. You never find that a zar could do the avoida. They can never, ever, ever do the avoida. As opposed to an oinin. An oinin could sometimes do the avoida. How? Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, that's an Oinein, is allowed to do the Avodah. It's afraid to Gemara Malat Tzad HaShav HaShav HaHen Shekein Lehuch Mechloloi. You never find a Tzad Heter when it comes to those Psulim, as opposed to an Oinein, where Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah, but the Gemara says, Tamei Yechich, I hear, but I could throw in another Psul. We can use Tamei. Tamei is Huch Mechloloi. Tumah Huch Betzibur. Tumah Tchoyah Betzibur. A Korban Tzibur. If Rebbe the Tzibur was Tamei, you have the Halachas of Tumah. So you have the idea of Tuma being Hutra Mikhlaloi. And Tuma also, the halacha is that if Kayan is Tami, he does the Avodah, he's Mechalal. That's the first pasuk we had in the beginning of the daf. So from the Mahatzad of Tami, that's how you make this work. The Malu Tami Shekhe Metama. Doesn't that have a Chumra? Hanuch Yechichu, Vechazer Adin, Vechulu, Hatzad HaShava Shabahen, Shemuzarin, Vechulu. Bottom line is, it's from Hatzad HaShava, not from Balmum and Zar, but from, you have to throw Tuma. Or Tamei, into the Tzad HaShava, into the equation. The bottom line is you're going to have a Tzad HaShava, and that's how you're going to learn. Oh, in effect, Marv Lifreich, Malat Tzad HaShava, Shem Shechel Huchim Michol and Eitzol, Koyin Kol Bekarbin Yachid. Even the Tzad HaShava, even Tamei, that's what's helping us and saying that you have a puzzle that's Michalu Viavoida, that's Huchim Michalai. What is that Tamei? But Tamei is only Huchim Michalai if you're bringing a carbon tzibur. The halachas of tumah hutra betzibur, tumah tchoyah betzibur apply only to a carbon. We're going to see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But applies only to a carbon tzibur, as opposed to oinein. The psul oinein is hutra mechlali even by a carbon yachid. The kohen gadol is allowed to do it even by a carbon yachid. But the gemara says, I hear, but shame tumah miyosh ishtaroi. That's really not a pircha. The bottom line is that if the tzad hashava wasn't hutra mechlali at all eitzel tumah, then you would have a pircha. But it is hutra mechlali. Tameh is hutra mechlali, albeit by a carbon tzibur. Oinein is hut mechlolai. It's true. It's even a bigger kula, even by a carbon yach. I hear, but at the end of the day, that's not enough of a pircha to knock out this kal v'chaymer. Sharshiyam asib kal v'chaymer miyoyishiv. The kal v'chaymer is not from Balmum and Zar and Tomei with this elaborate maratzad, but it's very straightforward. I learned oinein from yoyishiv uma yoyishiv shoichel im avad chilel oinein she'eno yoichel oinein din shem avad chilel madoch yoyishiv can eat. But if he does the avoid, he's mechal the avoid. An oinein, they can eat, certainly. If he does the avoid, he should be mechal the avoid. But the Gemara says, Mali Yoshev, she came possible edus. Yoshev, Talmud Chacha. Mali Shem Yoshev, she came possible edus. Same perk we had in Amman Aleph. At the end of the day, there is a chumra in Yoshev. There's a musig of psul edus by Yoshev, something you don't find when it comes to oinein. So the Gemara says, Shem Yoshev, le parach. Now, maybe this Rabbi Shashi didn't think that was a good perk. If he intim tzoloimar, parach, even going to tell me that he did hold it was a good pircha, it's going to be from Yoshev and one of the aforementioned. The bottom line is that when it comes to oinein, we have not three, but four makairis. How you know that if an oinein does the avoida, he's mechal the avoida. Either it's learned out from Ibn Amikdash, lo yetzev, lo yichalo, that it says by a kohen gadol, Zaysay Meris, that a kohen hedid, if he doesn't leave, he does the avoida when he's an oinein, is mechal. Rabbi Lazar said it's from the parsha, and parsha Shmini, when Moshe got angry. It's from that pasuk, Heinekru Vaniya Crafty, which only works according to the mandama that holds that chatos was burnt, not because of a tumah, but rather because of aninus. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel said it's learned out from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Balmum, Zor, and Tomei. Kal v'chaymer, which eventually morphs into a tzad hashava. Rami Sharshi said either you can learn it straight up from Yoshev or from Yoshev. V'chada mei hanach excel. So before we end this morning's daf, just wanted to go back really to Friday's daf. Daf Yudalad on the base. It was a hard daf, and we had to spend a lot of time. We mentioned that the raid was the pshat tova in that gemara, but there were a lot of yisoidus over there. One of the yisoidus is something that really is relevant to the entire Seder Kachin, and it ties very much into this morning's daf as well. That is, the Mishnah says, Kol azvachim shekiblu dama. We mentioned that the Rishonim say that it's not just Kabbalah, it's Kabbalah Eloch Hazrika, that Kabbalah Eloch Hazrika are avoidos, and as a result, you had to be kosher in order to do it. Azar, an oinin, tfoyam, chosakipurim, etc., we're all going to be possible. What the Mishnah doesn't mention is shchita. And the reason is because shchita ksheir v'zar, shchita lav avoidi. What do you mean lav avoidi? I thought it's the first of the dalet avoidi sadan. So good, we said on some level you have to say that shchita lav avoidi. So as it relates to shchita lav avoidi, just one ha'ara. That is, v'chsam soifer in a tshuva, it's in Yoridea, Simon Samach Tess asks, a kushya nifla from a very, very well-known Gemara. So this is a Gemara that we've heard many, many times. We heard this Gemara probably as young children. But there's a very, very strong kachem element to this Gemara. And being that we're learning kachem now, we're going through Masechta Zvachim, it's kedai to see this Gemara inside. The pasuk says that Chana said, El anar hazeh hispalalti. So what was the context to Chana's tefillah? Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Lazar, Shmuel Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Haya. Shmuel was a Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. The first day that Chana takes her son Shmuel to Eli. So the Gemara describes that Shmuel walks into the Makam HaMikdash and sees that they're trying to find a Kayin. Chazinu Shmuel Dava Mahadri Basa Kayin LaMishcha. And the reason they were looking for a Kayin was because they wanted to bring a carbon and they needed someone to do the Shechita. And then Mela, Eli said, let's go find a Kayin. Amalahu, so Shmuel's a little boy. Shmuel says, Why do you need a Kayin to do the Shechita? Shechita Ksheir Bazaar. Isn't Shechita Kasha Bazaar? So the Gemara says, I saw the Kamede Eli. Amalim Minolach. So Eli said, how do you know that? Amalay, Shmuel says, what do you mean? Miksiv v'shochat ha-koyin? V'ekrivu ha-koyanim exists. It says the koyanim have to do the akrova. And what is v'ekrivu? It's Kabbalah. Mikabbalah v'elach. Mitzvah skuhuna. Mikan l'shchita shikshayr bazar. Amalay. So Eli told Shmuel, meimer shapaka amrit. You're saying gewaldig. Miu, however, moir alocha b'fnei rabbi chato. You're moir alocha b'fnei rabbi, v'chola moir alocha b'fnei rabbi chayiv miso. So the Gemara says, asir chana v'kot sofcha kamei. So chana came and she started screaming. She said, ani o isha hanitzeh v'simcha b'zeh. I'm that woman that you gave the bracha. You can't take my child away now. Amalo shifki li, da anche. No, he deserves to be punished. He was a moir alocha b'fnei rabbi. Ubi'ina rach, v'yavadach rabbi minei. I'll daven for you. You can have another child. Give me even greater. Amalo, she said, ala nar hazeh, spalalti, the chafetz chayim. This is an oiskebet in a king. There's no one that can come to this child. The bottom line is we all know that, Ray. But that's the context. The context is that why did Chana say Lanar Zeh Spalalti? Because Eli wanted to kill Shmuel. Why did Eli want to kill Shmuel? Because Shmuel was Chayv Misa. Why was he Chayv Misa? Because he was a Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. Freitach Sam Soif in the Tshuva. The Gemara says in Masech Tzerev in Nasamach Yimu that although a Talmud is not allowed to be Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, but Lafrushe Me Isura, to get his Rebbe not to issue the right psa or to be Mafish Me Yisur, he's allowed to. So Freitach Sam Sofer a Charifus. We know that the Koy, when he did the Avoida, had to wear big dekuna. One of the big dekuna was an Avne. The Avne was made out of Kalayim. It was made out of Shatnez. So much so that the Rambam says that a Koyin that wore the Begodim, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, was Chayiv Malkus. He was Chayiv Malkus because he was over the Issa Kalayim by wearing the Avne. B'Shas Avoida, you're allowed to do it. But Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, you're not allowed to. So Freitach Sam Sofer, Eli thought that Shechita had to be done with a Koy. Ladas Eli, a Kohen was going to do the Shechita. Not only was a Kohen going to do the Shechita, he was going to wear the Big Day Kahuna, obviously. If he was going to wear the Big Day Kahuna, he was going to wear the Avon. But the MS is Shechita Ksheir Bazaar. Why? Because Shechita Lav Avoidehi. So if Shechita Lav Avoidehi, that means that even if a Kohen does the Shechita, he's not supposed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Because it comes that he's wearing the Avdei Shalei B'Shas Avoidehi. The Rambam says that if a Kohen wears the Begadim Shalei B'Shas Avoidehi, he gets Malkus because he's being over the Issa Kalayim. So it comes out by Shmuel telling Eli, no, Shechita Ksheir Bazaar, it's Afrusha Me'isura. Because he's getting Eli not to use a Kohen with his Begadim. That's with Fadini, the Issa Kalayim. So Freitach Sam Sofer, why was Shmuel a Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? This is the Gemara, Erev and Daf Samach Yimel. This is La Afrushe Me Yisura, a Gevaldig Akasha. Incidentally, parenthetically, in that same Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer brings another Gevaldig Akasha. He brings up a Shem Talmud Echad. We know the Halacha. A Koyen that was Mefagel, we spoke about it a little bit in the beginning of the Masechta. A Koyen that had a Mechsheves Pigel, the Halacha is, he's Chayef. He's a Mazik. The 24 Avos Nezikin of Rab Chiya, the Gemara says, Lemu'ute, Meisru Mefagel, the Kachem Leikamayri, but a Mefagel is a Mazik. It's totally in the Sugya, Hezek She'eni Nikr, Shmei Hezek, Eloi Shmei Hezek. So Chassam Sofer says, the Talmud Echad Hikshali, a Talmud asked me, Akasha, if a Koyen, this is some food for thought, does the Avoida, and he has a Machshav Espigel, so it comes out the Avoida wasn't an Avoida. If the Avoida wasn't an Avoida, it means now he wore the Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. If you wear the Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, then Rambam says you get Malkus. If you get Malkus, how can you be Chayim Momin? You're not a Loiku Mishalit. But either way, the first kash is what we need for this morning. Freitach Sam Sofer, L'chura, why was Shmuel Amor Alocha B'Fnei Rabbi? L'das Eli.
L'das Eli, the Shchitas and Avoida, the Kohen was going to wear the big day kuna. L'fia emes Shchita lav Avoidi, the Kohen's not allowed to wear the big day kuna. If he's not allowed to wear the big day kuna, and he wears the big day kuna, so it comes out, he's wearing the big day kuna, Shaloi b'shas Avoida, he's Chayv Malkus, that's L'frushim Eisura. L'frushim Eisura, Shmuel had a chiv to tell Eli. How could you tell me, his Mar Lach B'fnei Rabbi, that he's going to be Chayv Misa B'dishamai? It says many terutzim that were said to answer this kasha, but I'll tell you one gevaldig teretz that I saw in the Sefer Chavatzelos Hashorim, in Parashas Vayikra, in Behektim, or you saw it from the Rogach of a guy. The Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Ezel Mekoyman, so the fifth Perek of Mesechtes Zvachim, is Perek Ezel Mekoyman. Ezel Mekoyman begins, Ezel Mekoyman Shal Zvachim. Kachay Kodoshim Shchitosim B'tzofim. V'kibul Domon B'klishores B'tzofim. So Kochi Kadoshim has a din tzafon. Zok the Mishnah. Kochi Kadoshim shchitasim b'tzafon. V'kibul domon b'klisharis b'tzafon. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim hoye medaktik mekan. Rabbeinu Ephraim said there's a gevaldig gedirik in this Mishnah. To loy be'inan sakim b'shchita. That you don't need a klisharis in order to do the shchita. Why? Because the lashon of Mishnah is Kochi Kadoshim shchitasim b'tzafon. It doesn't say anything about the keli. V'kibul daman b'klisharis b'tzafon. Either it should say shchitasim b'tzafon b'kibul daman b'tzafon, or it should say shchitasim b'klisharis b'tzafon v'kibul daman b'klisharis b'tzafon. The Mishnah is inconsistent. By shchita it just says shchitasim b'tzafon, and by the Kabbalah it mentions the klisharis. Said Rabbeinu Ephraim, mikan muchach that shchita doesn't father a klisharis. You don't need a klisharis in order to do shchita. And the emes is, if you think about it, the svar is pashet. Why? Because shchita lav avoidi. So if shchita lav avoidi, why should you need a klisharis? Klisharis is, by definition, a keli that you use for shirus. A keli that you use for avoida. But yeah, shchita lav avoidi, it's ksher, bizarre. If it doesn't need a kayin, why would you think it should need klisharis? Briskerov, however, asked a gevaldige kasha from a Gemara Masech de Soita, daf Yudal Nomad Beis. The Gemara over there brings the Braisa, say the Menaches Ketzan. How exactly was the Mincha prepared? And the Braisa goes through in great detail. They would take soilus, they'd put it into a klisharis. The Kohen would then come, he would do the Kmitza, take the Kohenitz, put it into another Klisharis. A Kohen would then do the Hilacha, take the Kmitza to the Mizbeach. There was a Haktara, those Dalar Avoides are the equivalent thereof, they correspond to the Avoides Dal, the Avoides Adam that were done with every carbon. But the bottom line is that's super high level the way the Mincha was prepared. Fake the Gemara Akash. They would take the Mincha, after it was already Kaddish, obviously, they would put it in a Klisharis. The Kohen would do the Kmitza and take the Kohenitz and put it into another Klisharis. Straight to Gemara, Lamali, why do we need a second Klisharis? Wasn't it Niskadish already when it was put in the Klisharis the first time? Why do you have to put the Mincha in the Klisharis, do a Kmitza, and then put it into another Klisharis? Says the Gemara, Mida Dehavi Adam. It's not a Kasha. Every carbon was that way. Dam afogafti Kaddish de Sakin Bitzavar Behema. Dam, when the Kohen did the Shchita, see, he was using a Sakin. The Sakin was Mekadish the Dam and the Tzavar Behema. And still had the makdash of the klisharis. Afterwards, you put it into another klisharis. You did the kabbal. Hachanami loishna. So just like the dam was prepared with two kiddushin, so too when it comes to the mincha, it was done in the same way. Frank the brisker of asketafar. Bishloima, if shchita had to be done with a sakin that was a klisharis, so I understand this gemara. Dam afagav the kaddish de sakin b'tzavar behem. But if the shchita didn't have to be done with a klisharis, like Rabbeinu Ephraim was mechiyach from Taisus and from the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf and Aleph, from the Mishnah they zel mekayim shel Zvachim, and the svar is very simple because shchita lav avoidehi. But the bottom line is that there was no klisharis. If there was no klisharis, how was it mekadosh to that? That was the Briskerov's kasha. So Briskerov said a big lumdus. Briskerov said that vaistois, the way the kiddush of the dam happened b'shas shchita wasn't by the klisharis touching the dam. It wasn't that the klisharis is hailing, it touches the dam, and that somehow gives a kedusha. It was the avoidus hashchita that was mekadosh the dam. Memela, it doesn't matter if you're using a klisharis or you're not using a klisharis, it's that shchita that's lav avoidahi, but really is also an avoida. It's the tzad avoida in the shchita. The avoidus hashchita was mekadosh. Yes, the avoidus hashchita was mekadosh. That's why, that's how the kedusha happened. But I saw a mitzia noira. The Rogach of a goyim in the softness paneach, it's in Hilchas Shchita, Perek Dalin, Halacha Yud Zayin, if you want to look it up. In the middle of a shtickle, B'Lashoynei Hazav, B'Kitzur L'Shoynei Hazav, asks this kasha. He brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosfos Vachem and Zayin, and Aleph. He is Maksha, Tmiya Gedoyla, from Soita Daf Yudal Ramad Beis, and says the Rogach of a goyim, you have to say a Gevaldigi Yisoid. Erechanami Shchita Lava Voidehi. Shchita's Ksher Bazar. It doesn't need a Klisharis. But that's only if a Zar does the Shchita. Said the Ragachav a Goyin. If a Koyin is going to do the Shchita, so then the Shchita is going to be an Avoida. And then you're going to need Klisharis. This Gemara and Soita, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, that brings precedence for such a Musik of a double Kiddush. The precedence is not from a Zar during the Shechita, it's from a Kohen during the Shechita. Because when a Kohen does the Shechita, he did use a Klisharis. And when he used the Klisharis was Mekadosh Adam. And then they were Mekadosh the second time. So why do you have to Mekadosh the second time? You were Mekadosh it already. So it's a marriage. There's a Musig of Tzvei Mo Kiddush. And Chanami, there's a time when you can prepare a Zevach without a double Kiddush. If a Zar was doing it. So Rabbeinu Ephraim is right with his dik from the Mishnah in Perek Yezeh Mekoyman that it's only Shechitas and Bitzafin. Doesn't say Shechitas and Klisharis Bitzafin. Because Shechita Lavavavavavavavavavavavavav it's Ksher Bazar, which means it doesn't need a Klisharis. But at the same time, if a Kohen does it, he does need a Klisharis. So if when a Kohen does it, he is going to need a Klisharis, it's in that context, meaning there's a chiluk between a Zar doing Shechita and a Kohen doing Shechita. And a Chanami, when a Zar does Shechita, Shechita lav avoidi. But when a Kohen does Shechita, their Shechita is going to be avoidi. The emes is that this Yusoid predates the Rogachov Goyim. That is, there's a very important Gemara. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara there is discussing the sugi. It's a Perek Arba Achin. The Gemara is discussing the sugi of Ein Nisr Chal Al Isr. So it's not an Arba Achin sugi, but it's not much easier than an Arba Achin sugi. The Gemara there is discussing the sugi of Isr Chal Al Isr. Shitas Reb Shimon. The Gemara brings a Braisa. Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. A Zor that does the Avodah on Shabbos. Ubalmum Shashimesh Betoma, or Balmum that did the Avoida while he was Tame, Yesh Kamishum Zarus. Let's talk about the Zar. The Zar that did the Avoida on Shabbos. He's over Isser Zarus. He's a Zar. Zar is not allowed to do the Avoida. Umishum Shabbos. He did the Avoida on Shabbos. Umishum Balmum in the case where he's a Balmum. Umishum Tuma in the case where he's Tame, Divir Rabbi Yos. So the Gemara is trying to understand this halacha. Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos. Let's focus on the first half of this Bryce. Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos, Yesh Kamishum Zarus. The Yesh Kam Yishum Shabbos. The Gemara says, "B'mai, what avoided did he do? Ibeshchita. If the avoided that the Zor did was shchita, shchita ksheir bazar, shchita's kasha bazar. So, what do you mean Yesh Kam Yishum Zorus? A Zor is allowed to do shchita. The Ibe Kabbalah Vahilacha. And if he did Kabbalah Vahilacha, it was Rika Tilta Balmo. He didn't do anything wrong. What's the avoida? So, what do we mean Yesh Kam Yishum Zorus and Yishum Shabbos? In the sugi of Issachal Olus, he's a Zor and a Shabbos. We're piling on Yisur. The bottom line is, what do you mean Yesh Kam Yishum Shabbos and Yishum Zorus? It's a very gvaldig Gemara. If it was Shechita, there's no Zaris. If it was Kabbalah Lachas Rika, then there was no Chilul Shabbos. And the Gemara continues. If it's Akhtar, Rabbi Yosef L'Shitasei holds Havara L'Lav Yatzis. A Gevaldik Gemara. But it says, Zok Rashi, Imishum Zaru, Imishum Shechita, Shechita Ksher Bazar. Zok Rashi, so what? Ksher Bazar. The Inkan Zaris. There's no Issa Zaris. The Rashash and other Achroinim, Amadayik and Rashi, listen carefully. That what the Gemara means to say is that Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos Chayev Mishum Zoros or Mishum Shabbos. Read the Gemara. What was the Avodah? If he did Shechita, Shechita Ksher Bazar. So what? Shechita Ksher Bazar? Zok Rashi? So there's no Issa Zaris. What is it Mashma from Rashi? There's just no Issa Zaris. But there is going to be in Issa Shabbos. Because if there's no Issa Shabbos either, then Rashi should say Ein Kan Zoros. The Inkan Shabbos. So the Rashash is medayik l'shoinei hazov shal Rashi. That Rashi seems to say that if a Zor would do the Av Shechita on Shabbos, there'd be no Issa Zoros because Shechita's Ksher Bazar. But there would be an Issa Shabbos. Freik the Rashash, what's going on over here? You were allowed to do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You can't shecht randomly Shechita's Chulin. But Shechita's Kodshin, there were many Karbonos that were brought on Shabbos. The Karbon Tama was brought on Shabbos. The Musafim were brought on Shabbos. There were Karbonos that were brought on Shabbos. So if a Zor is allowed to do Shechita, then a Zor L'chura should be able to do Shechita of Kachim on Shabbos as well. So what Zok Rashi that Zor Sheshimesh Chayim Mishum Zoros and Mishum Shabbos can't be talking about Shechita. Why? Because a Zor is allowed to do Shechita. So Inkan Mishum Zarus, Rashi should have said better. Inkan Zarus for Inkan Shabbos. Says the Rashash. From here it's Mashma that even though a Zor was allowed to do Shechita, but when we say that a Zor was allowed to do Shechita, it's only by Moisachol. He couldn't do it on Shabbos. A Kohen can do Shechita on Shabbos, but a Zor can't do Shechita on Shabbos. What's the beer? Says the Rashash, you know what the beer is? Because when a Zor does Shechita, Shechita lav avoideh. When a Kohen does Shechita, it is an avoideh. This that you're allowed to do Shechita on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash is because Shechita is an avoideh. And the avoideh Shechita was doich Shabbos. But that's all if the Kohen is doing it. But Avivait the Zor is the one that's doing it. So it comes out that it's not an avoideh. Oh, if it's not an avoideh, so Kohen Chanami is
Zoida would do Shechita on Shabbos, ain't coming from Zarus, because at the end of the day, Shechita, he's allowed to do the Shechita. But Yesh coming from Shabbos, because the Zoros Shechita is not going to be Doicha Shabbos. Al Kaponim was saying a Gevaldig Yisai. The Rogat Shavu Goyin said it, the answer, Shechita's Rabbeinu Ephraim from the Gemara, Zoida Daf Yadal and Medbeis. The Rashash is saying it, is me Medayigit, Bilashoine Hazov, Shal Rashi over here, tucked away in the Sechtes Yevomis, Daflamit Gimel on Medbeis, in the middle of Perik Arbaach, and to have such a Yisai in Hilchas Kachem, it's Gevaldig. The Yisai is that Shechita Ksheir Bazar. Because Shechita Lava Vaidi, but that's only if a Zar does it. If a Kayan does it, now all of a sudden, Itaka becomes an Avaidi. Zokta Chavatzel Sasharin, Lefidus Yisoid, it's Miyushiv Kimin Chayim, the Chsam Soifis Kasha. Chsam Soifis Kasha was that Avivad, that Avivad, Shechita's Ksheira Bazar. It comes that Shechita's not an Avaidi. If Shechita's not an Avaidi, that means even if a Kayan does the Shechita, he shouldn't be able to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Because the Kayan was not allowed to wear the Avnei Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. If that's the case, why was Shmuel Amar Halacha B'fnei Rabbi when he told Eli Shechita K'sheir Bazar? He was saving Eli. He was saving him from making this Kayan be over the Issur Shat L'Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. The Teretz is, it's true Shechita K'sheir Bazar. It's true Shechita doesn't fall the Big Day Kahuna, doesn't fall the Kli Shar. That's only when a Zar does it. If a Kayan does it, it is an Avaidah. Oh, if a Kayan does it, it is an Avaidah. That means if a Kayan does it, he has to wear the Big Day Kahuna. That means if the Kayan would do the Shechita, it wouldn't be Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. Memel, there's no Lafrusha Me'Yisura. That's why Shmuel was a Mayra Halacha B'fnei Rabbi.